When you call Tom Latham's campaign office, a staff member answers the phone. When you ask about public events where the congressman is campaigning, you're transferred to another staff member with a Washington, D.C. area code. On the other hand, when you call Bill Mask's campaign number, Bill answers the phone. And that's just one example of the differences in the campaigns.
Congressman Bill Mask. Doesn't that sound pretty good?
Retired school superintendent Bill Mask from Truro is speaking at a house party fundraiser in Indianola. About 30 people are crowded around the living room of this 100-year-old home to hear the candidate speak.
And I want it to be said that here in Iowa, we advance the cause of economic justice, so critical to the attainment of social justice for all people.
The crowd, which includes Senator Tom Harkin, is small but sincere. And it's campaign events like this one where Mask is trying to do the seemingly impossible, upend an established Republican incumbent in a Republican district in an election year that appears to be a windfall for the GOP around the country. Tom Latham's strategy has been to play it low-key. He's agreed to very few appearances with Mask. He does not list campaign events on his website and has declined Iowa Public Radio's numerous requests for an interview or attend a campaign event. Iowa State University political science professor Stefan Schmidt says it's an effective strategy.
Remarkably, I've run into numerous people who didn't know that he was running opposed. They thought he was running unopposed. So it's been that low profile. And unless you have a ton of money to hurl at your opponent, you are doomed to anonymity if the person you're running against doesn't acknowledge publicly that you're there.
And Mask doesn't have a ton of money, so he's relying on small events, retail politics, and the limited number of joint appearances with Congressman Latham to get his points across. Both candidates appeared on Iowa Public Television's program, Iowa Press. Latham took the opportunity to highlight his communications with constituents and what he's hearing about taxes.
After doing the town hall meetings and talking to business people everywhere, they are scared to death today because they see their marginal tax rates going up. They see their capital gains tax rates going up. They see the new onerous regulations that are coming down on their businesses.
Latham advocates extending the Bush-era tax cuts to all Americans, while Mask says they need to end for the wealthiest people.
I don't hear the same thing. And in fact, I have a lot of folks that I know that have attended the town hall meetings that Tom Latham has held. They say that those tax cuts need to end.
Mask and Latham also met at a radio debate in Mason City, where the health care overhaul issue was a main point of contention. Latham says Iowa is already feeling the ill effects of the bill even before the main planks take hold.
When you look at great companies like Principal right here in Iowa, has cut their health insurance business, and this affects hundreds of workers right here in north central Iowa because of the Principal's insurance presence here. They've gone out of the 650 jobs in the state here, gone because of this health care bill. It is absolutely going to destroy quality and access to health care right here in north central Iowa.
Latham says he agrees with some parts of the bill, like protecting people with pre-existing conditions, but still says most of the overhaul package needs to be repealed. Mask also has issues with the plan, saying it doesn't go far enough.
We should have had a public option in that health care bill. If we truly want to drive down health care costs, and we all do, we definitely need to have a public option which is going to create a competitive environment which will then give people truly a choice in health care.
And that kind of position, a progressive and liberal point of view, will be a tough sell in this district in this year of voter discontent with Democrats. Latham is considered such a lock that there's been virtually no polls taken in the district. I'm Jonathan Aull, Iowa Public Radio News.